Remember that feeling when you could just flip a switch and bam, electric light. No more messing around with candles or gas lamps.
Oh yeah, absolutely. What a game changer.
Well, cloud computing, that's kind of like that for technology, you know. It's seriously changing how we use and interact with tech.
Yeah, it really is. Reshaping everything, just like the power grid did for electricity.
So this deep dive, it's all about understanding what cloud computing is, why it matters to you, and how it's already kind of woven into your life.
You know, think about the days before we had power grids, when everyone was basically generating their own electricity. Expensive, complex, not very efficient.
Yeah, not ideal.
So cloud computing steps in and says, hey, we can do for technology what power stations did for electricity. It's about providing technology as a service so you don't have to worry about managing all that complicated infrastructure yourself.
Like having a dedicated power plant for all your tech needs.
Precisely. And this shift, it opens up incredible career opportunities. Cloud skills are in high demand with average salaries. Well, they range from $120,000 to $160,000 per year.
Wow, that's a serious salary. Is that kind of compensation pretty common across different cloud platforms and roles?
It is. The field is booming, and companies everywhere are embracing cloud services. You know, 90% of companies are already on the cloud, and that number's only going up.
So even if you're not like a hardcore tech person, understanding cloud computing could be a cool career path.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the future of technology and how it's impacting every industry imaginable.
Okay, so for someone who just uses their phone for, you know, social media or online shopping, how would you explain what cloud computing actually is?
In the simplest terms, cloud computing is delivering computing services over the internet, things like servers, storage, databases, software, you name it.
So instead of all that hardware cluttering up my house or office, it's all happening somewhere else.
Exactly. It's like renting computing power as you need it instead of owning and maintaining it yourself. Pay for what you use, and you can easily scale up or down as your needs change.
Okay, starting to see the appeal. But what makes cloud computing so, like, revolutionary?
Well, there are five core characteristics that set it apart. First, it's on-demand self-service. You access resources instantly whenever you need them without waiting for someone to set things up.
I do like the sound of instant access. Waiting is the worst.
Second is broad network access. Use cloud services from any device, anywhere you have an internet connection.
So I could theoretically work from a beach in Bali.
Theoretically, yes.
Okay, I'm definitely interested. What else?
Third, resource pooling. Providers serve multiple customers from the same infrastructure, making it incredibly cost-efficient.
So it's like sharing resources and splitting the bill.
Exactly. The fourth is rapid elasticity. You can quickly scale your resources up or down as needed, paying only for what you use.
No more investing in expensive equipment that sits idle most of the time.
Precisely. And finally, there's measured service. You get transparent resource usage and pay-as-you-go pricing, giving you total control over your costs.
You know what? I think I might already be using cloud computing without even realizing it.
Oh, I'd say that's highly likely. Think about the services you use every day. Gmail, that's cloud-based email. Netflix, that's cloud-powered streaming. Dropbox, cloud storage. Google Photos, cloud photo backup. Even Zoom calls, they rely on the cloud.
So without even knowing it, I'm already deeply embedded in this cloud world.
In a way, yes. And these are just everyday examples. Businesses are using cloud computing in incredible ways to transform themselves.
Oh, I bet you have some amazing examples.
Let's take Spotify. They move their whole infrastructure to the cloud. It lets them handle millions of users globally and scale their operations effortlessly.
That's impressive. What else?
Airbnb, they leverage cloud services for global expansion and to process enormous amounts of data generated by their platform. Think about all those bookings happening worldwide.
It's kind of amazing they manage all that information.
Yeah, the cloud makes it possible. Even NASA is using the cloud for a complex data processing and scientific research.
It's mind-boggling, really. These examples go way beyond like streaming and social media, you know. Cloud computing is changing the game for some of the biggest players out there.
Exactly. It's impacting every industry imaginable.
Okay, so if someone wants to hop on this cloud train, where do they even begin?
Oh, there are tons of resources available, even for complete beginners. Cloud providers like AWS, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Azure, they all offer free online courses to get you started.
Free is always good. What if you want to make it a career?
Well, they offer a range of certification paths that can boost your credentials and open doors to some exciting opportunities.
So you can kind of dip your toes in the water without breaking the bank, and then dive deeper if you want to.
Precisely. And if you're looking for hands-on experience, there are tons of simple projects you can try. Things like creating your own personal cloud storage solution, or even hosting a website.
Wait, I could build my own website from scratch using the cloud.
You absolutely can. It's a great way to learn by doing.
So cloud computing, it's not just a fad, right?
No, it's the foundation of the future of technology and its potential. We're just beginning to explore it.
This deep dive has been eye-opening, really. We've covered so much, from the basics of cloud computing to different cloud providers and even security.
And we're just getting started. There's a whole lot more to discover about the world of cloud computing.
Listeners, get ready to level up your cloud knowledge in part two of this deep dive. We're about to go even deeper.
I am excited to share more insights with you. Okay, so let's explore the different players in the cloud computing world. You've probably heard of the big names, right? Like Amazon Web Services, AWS, Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud Platform, GCP.
Yeah, those names definitely ring a bell, but honestly, they all just sort of blend together in my mind. What actually sets them apart from each other?
Okay, so think of them like distinct neighborhoods, right? Within like a vast cloud city. Each one has its own vibe, its own strengths, and its own specialties.
I like that. That helps. Makes it feel less overwhelming. So tell me more about these cloud neighborhoods. Let's start with AWS. What's their story?
So AWS, they're the pioneer, the ones who really brought cloud computing into the mainstream. They have the widest range of services, the most mature platform, and a massive global infrastructure.
So they're kind of like the bustling downtown of the cloud city.
Yeah, exactly. They cater to everyone, from startups to large enterprises, and their track record, it's pretty impressive. Some of the biggest names in tech rely on AWS.
Wow, sounds like a powerhouse. Okay, what about Azure? What makes them stand out?
So Azure is like the up-and-coming financial district, you know? Strong focus on enterprise customers, especially those already deeply integrated with Microsoft products. They offer seamless integration with Windows Server and other Microsoft technologies.
So if you're already a big Microsoft user, Azure is a natural fit.
In many cases, yes. They've also invested heavily in hybrid cloud solutions. Those allow businesses to connect their existing on-premises infrastructure to the cloud.
Hybrid cloud. What are the advantages of that?
It's a way to kind of gradually transition to the cloud without completely overhauling your existing systems, you know? It offers a good balance between control, security, and cost effectiveness.
Interesting. Okay, last but not least, Google Cloud. What's their specialty?
So Google Cloud, they're like the trendy arts district, right? Known for its cutting-edge technologies. They're strong in big data analytics, artificial intelligence, machine learning.
So they're the ones pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the cloud.
Absolutely. They have tools like BigQuery for analyzing massive data sets and TensorFlow for building machine learning models, you know, so that attracts a lot of data-driven companies and research institutions.
It's fascinating, really, how each cloud provider has its own strengths. It's like choosing the right neighborhood to live in based on your lifestyle and priorities. But what about security? Is it actually safe to put all your data out there in the cloud?
It's a common concern, and it's something cloud providers take very seriously. In many ways, the cloud can actually be even more secure than traditional on-premises data centers.
Really? How so?
Well, cloud providers, they have these dedicated teams of security experts. They're constantly monitoring the infrastructure for threats. They invest heavily in security measures, things like encryption, firewalls, intrusion detection systems.
So they're like a dedicated cybersecurity force protecting our data.
Essentially, yeah. And because they operate at such a large scale, they can often implement more robust protections than any individual company could on their own.
Okay, that's reassuring. But what about all those stories you hear about cloud outages? Like, what happens if a cloud provider goes down?
Well, outages are rare, but they can happen. That's why it's crucial to choose a reputable provider, one with a proven track record of reliability, right? And to have a disaster recovery plan in place.
So even in the cloud, you need a backup plan.
Always. It's never wise to put all your eggs in one basket, whether that basket is in the cloud or on your own premises.
Makes sense. So let's say I'm a business owner and I'm thinking about moving to the cloud. What are some key benefits I can expect?
The benefits are numerous, really. First and foremost, cost savings. You eliminate the need for expensive hardware, maintenance costs, and those big energy bills. You pay only for what you use, and cloud providers often offer discounts for large-scale usage.
Music to any business owner's ears,
Yeah.
for sure.
Second, increased agility and flexibility. You can spin up new servers, deploy new applications, scale your resources up or down incredibly fast.
So no more waiting weeks for the IT department to set things up.
Exactly. It's like having a super responsive IT department at your fingertips. And third, Improved collaboration. Cloud-based tools, they streamline teamwork, file sharing, and communication.
No more endless email chains with those massive
You
attachments.
got it. And it's not just about efficiency. The cloud can unlock opportunities for innovation, too.
Oh, how so?
I'm
How does
sure.
the cloud foster innovation?
With the cloud, you suddenly have access to these cutting-edge technologies like AI, machine learning, big data analytics, things that were once only available to large corporations with deep
So
pockets.
now even small businesses can play in the big leagues of technology.
Precisely. The cloud is leveling the playing field. But of course, there are some potential downsides to consider.
Ah, there's always a catch.
Right.
But what are some of the drawbacks?
One potential downside is vendor lock-in. Once you've built your whole infrastructure on a specific cloud platform, it can be tricky and expensive to switch providers.
So you're essentially stuck in your chosen neighborhood, even if you start to outgrow it.
It can feel that way, yeah. That's why it's super important to carefully evaluate your needs upfront and choose a cloud provider that aligns with your long-term strategy.
So strategic planning is key.
Absolutely. Another consideration is the learning curve. Cloud computing does require a certain level of technical expertise, especially if you're coming from a traditional IT background.
But there are resources available to help people get up to speed, right?
Definitely. There are those free online courses we mentioned earlier, as well as tons of online communities where people share their knowledge and experiences.
It seems like that supportive community can make all the difference when you're learning something new.
Absolutely. The cloud community is super active and helpful.
So, like anything else, the more you put into it, the more you get out of it.
Exactly. And the rewards can be significant, really. Cloud computing is opening up a world of possibilities for individuals, businesses, entire industries, even.
I agree. This deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. We've covered a lot of ground, from the basics of cloud computing to the different cloud providers, even security considerations.
And there's more to come. In our next segment, we're going to explore the different types of cloud services, see how they're actually being used in the real world.
Okay, listeners, buckle up. We're about to take this cloud journey to the next level. Okay, so we've talked about the major cloud providers and like all the advantages of cloud computing. Now let's actually dive into the different types of cloud services out there.
Sure, the three main categories are infrastructure as a service, so IA, platform as a service, PaaS, and software as a service, SaaS.
More acronyms, but I'm starting to get the hang of this cloud lingo, so break it down for me.
Okay, think of it like building a house, right?
Right.
So IS is like buying the land and all the raw materials. You get the basic building blocks like servers, storage, networking, but you're responsible for everything else: construction, plumbing, the electrical work.
So it's like a DIY kit for building your own cloud infrastructure.
Exactly. It offers a lot of control and flexibility, but it also requires more technical expertise. Now, PaaS, that's like hiring a contractor to build the house for you. You provide the design and specifications, and they handle all that construction, all the infrastructure management.
So less DIY, more let the professionals handle it.
Precisely. PaaS provides a pre-built platform for developing and deploying applications, so you can focus on the code and the functionality. And finally, SaaS. That's like renting a fully furnished apartment. You don't worry about the building, the maintenance, any of the underlying infrastructure. You just move in and start using the software.
SaaS is all about convenience, ease of use.
Absolutely. Think of services like Gmail, Salesforce, Dropbox. You just log in and use the software. The cloud provider takes care of everything else behind the scenes.
I see. I see. So these different cloud service models cater to various needs and different levels of technical expertise. Can you give us some real-world examples of how they're being used?
Sure. Let's say you're a startup developing a mobile app, right? You could use IATest to set up virtual servers to host your app, PaaS to build and deploy the app itself, and then SaaS for things like email marketing and customer relationship management.
So you're basically using different cloud services like puzzle pieces to create your whole tech stack.
Exactly. That's the beauty of the cloud. You can pick and choose the services that fit your needs and integrate them seamlessly. A large enterprise might use IATest to create a virtual data center, PaaS to develop and deploy custom applications, and SaaS for things like enterprise resource planning and human resources management.
Wow, the possibilities are kind of endless. It's like having this giant toolbox of cloud services at your disposal. But with so many options, how do you actually choose the right cloud service model?
It's a great question. There are a couple of factors to consider. First, what level of control and customization do you actually require? IS gives you the most control but demands more technical know-how. SaaS gives you the least control, but it's the simplest to use.
So it's a trade-off between control and convenience. What else?
Budget constraints. That's another important one. IaaS can be more cost-effective for long-term projects with predictable workloads, while SaaS might be better for short-term projects or services with fluctuating usage.
So you need to weigh the costs and benefits.
Precisely. Now, and then there are your security and compliance needs. Some industries have strict regulations around data storage and handling. You need to select a cloud provider and a service model that meets those specific requirements.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Uh-huh.
It's also about navigating the legal and regulatory aspects.
Absolutely. And lastly, you need to think about your future growth plans. If you anticipate significant growth, you'll want a cloud provider that can scale with you.
It sounds like choosing the right cloud service model is a lot like choosing the right house. You need to consider your lifestyle, your budget, your future plans.
That's a great analogy. And just like with choosing a house, it's wise to do your research, consult with experts, and carefully weigh your options before making a decision.
Well, this deep dive into cloud computing has been so enlightening. We've explored so much, from the fundamentals to different service models and how they're used in the real world.
It's been great, yeah. And remember, we've only scratched the surface. The cloud is constantly evolving. New services and technologies are emerging all the time. It's a really exciting field to be a part of.
I completely agree. So what's the one key takeaway you want listeners to remember from this whole deep dive?
That cloud computing is more than a passing tech trend. It's a fundamental shift in how we access and utilize technology. It's a powerful tool that can drive innovation, boost efficiency, and unlock new possibilities for everyone.
That's a great message. So listeners, if you haven't explored the cloud yet, now is the time. Discover what this incredible technology can do for you.
I couldn't agree more. The future is in the cloud.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of cloud computing.
It's been a pleasure. Keep learning, stay curious, and embrace the power of the cloud.